All right, guys. So welcome to the show. You're listening to the CBD Health and Wealth Podcast with me, Jonathan Keene. It's great to meet you. Let me tell you guys, since this is the very first podcast, a little bit about who I am. Since I'm doing the podcast, I feel like you should probably know who you're listening to. Also, feel free to find me on Facebook at Jonathan Keene, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-K-E-E-N-E. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at Real John Keene, R-E-A-L-J-O-N-K-E-E-N-E. With that being said, a little bit about who I am. So I'm 32 years old. I was born in September the 28th, 1986. That makes me a Libra. That means that I am a very optimistic and fun-natured individual, which is a good thing. All right, I love that about myself. All right, and so I was also a veteran. At 18, I enlisted in the United States Army. I was in the service for 3 years, came out, and really started on a journey to owning my own business. I have a very entrepreneurial spirit. I tell people all the time that I'm pretty much unemployable. I couldn't work for anybody. I have had several jobs that I've had to work in order to make ends meet. But in the long run, in the long term, I've always been searching for something to do that I could own myself. I wanted to make my own stake. I wanted to make my own claim, all right, into the world and really make a difference, really make an impact. So I was adopted as a baby. I never met my birth parents, don't know who they are, but I was adopted. So I have a very passionate heart for people that adopt. I think that's a phenomenal thing. Because if it wasn't for my parents, I wouldn't be sitting right here. My father was a Marine. My mother works for the courts. And so I grew up in a very, I would say, middle of the road, average childhood. My father was also an engineer when he came out of the Marine Corps. And so I grew up most of my life seeking his approval, trying to make him proud, and always seemingly coming up a little bit short, always seemingly falling a little bit short of the goal. And it just seemed like that was pretty much what I was trying to do. And everything that I did, it just didn't quite meet his expectations. And so fast forward to 2019, I have owned 6 different businesses. I have several books published on Amazon that you can find, the most popular of which is Unchain Yourself, While We Are All Slaves in Our Mind. And that book is based and predicated on the law of attraction. It explains what it is, how to use it, and how important mindset is in achieving the things that you really want in life. I've also gone to college. I've got an associate's in marketing. I was a social media influencer, a network marketer, a social media marketing guy. I marketed for a car dealership on social media and organically made them the number one engaged car dealership in North America. So I know a little bit, just a little bit, about how to get content out, how to create good content, and how to get exposure, how to really get your content in front of the right people so that you can monetize it and captivate an audience and leverage people to purchase your product, buy your product, things like that. I've also been very immersed in sales. I traveled the country studying underneath a motivational speaker by the name of James Adlam, and he taught me a lot of different things. He taught me a lot about how to talk, how to project, how to lead, and how to sell. And so because of that, I've also been a sales trainer for various different companies, running their sales organization, cultivating the right program and the right structure and the right process for their salesmen to be effective. So I've had various levels of success, and I've also had various levels of hardship throughout my life, always chasing something that could be mine. And so I was just never satisfied no matter how much money it was. And I've made some really good money at these different, I call them journeys that I've been on. I've made some very good money and been very blessed and been able to live a very good life. But if you fast forward to now, I've got 2 children, ages 4 and 5. And over the last couple years, I really made a conscious decision that I wasn't going to look them in their face and lie to them. I wasn't going to look my children in the face and tell them that they could do anything and be anything when I wasn't chasing my dream. So at that point, I decided, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to chase what makes me happy. I'm going to do what makes me happy. And I'm going to seek success against all odds. And so I walked away from a corporate position where I was in charge of around 40 employees. I was managing anywhere from $15,000 to $40,000 loose cash every day, making bank deposits for this company, a national company, and I was their general manager. And I walked away from that job against everyone's advice, my father's advice for sure, all of my friends. Everyone said I was crazy, other than pretty much my wife. She pretty much had my back through thick and thin, chasing what made me happy. And so in doing this, I lost a lot of friendships because people just thought that I had blown a gasket. And I lost a lot of family members because they thought that I was being irresponsible. But what I gained was so much more. What I gained was the truth. What I gained was my calling in life, my passion in life, my purpose in life. And so I took the risk and I made the jump, and we struggled for several years, up until the point that we were actually homeless, my wife and my children. And eventually what I knew was going to happen happened, and it stuck. And within 90 days of it sticking, we had a house again that was bigger and better than we could ever dream. I was able to cultivate and create my own studio, which I'm sitting in right now, and I love it. You can see it through some of my videos online. And we were able to teach our kids that no matter what anybody else tells you, no matter what anybody else says to you, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, you need to go for it, and you need to chase it, and you need to pursue it. You can't allow anyone else the power or the authority to dictate for you, no matter how close they are to you in your life, the direction of travel that you're going to take. And one of my greatest sayings, one of my favorite sayings is that people are either going to be the wind to your sail or they're going to be the anchor to your ship. And if they're the anchor to your ship, if they're holding you back today, if you're listening to this and somebody that you care about or somebody that's your friend is constantly telling you why you can't, they're constantly shooting down every idea you come up with. They're constantly telling you that you're not going to make it, that it's a crazy, ludicrous dream or any of the above. All right, you got to cut them loose. And I had to do that. And it doesn't mean that you don't love them. It doesn't mean that you don't care about them. It just means that you don't allow them into your circle of influence any longer. I firmly believe that you are going to become the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So if you're spending the most time with quality people, you're going to become a quality person. But if you're spending the most time with people that have settled and they become complacent and they have no drive, purpose, or passion, then more than likely you're going to become complacent and settle and have no drive, purpose, or passion. So I'm very, very passionate about putting and keeping the right people in your life, about making sure that the correct people are around you and in your life. So with that being said, that's just a brief overview. And as we go through episodes in the podcast and we talk about different things, you guys will learn a lot more about my life. Things like I spent a year in the wilderness in a bad kids camp living in the woods, to all sorts of different things and trials and tribulations that I've gone to that has made me what I am today and who I am today. And I'm very grateful for every single one of them. But I'm honest. I'm brutally honest. I believe in transparency. And so I'll share with you guys and I will elaborate with you guys on exactly what has taken place in my life to allow me to get to the point that I'm at today, that I'm able to sit down with you guys and speak to you on this podcast and make a difference, hopefully, in somebody's life. So that's a little bit about me. With that being said, I will tell you this real quick, that my purpose and my passion and my goal in life is to help everyone else, to help other people believe in who they are, chase their dreams, and ultimately achieve victory in their life by being happy every day. And the only way to do that, the only way to achieve that, is for you to live in your purpose and your passion. And so whatever that purpose and passion is, that's where you got to be at. Now, obviously, this show, we're going to be talking about CBD. We're going to be talking about health, how it benefits health. We're going to be talking about wealth, how to build businesses. If you're not in the CBD industry, that's okay. You got time to get in it, and I'll tell you how to do that. But if you don't want to get in that industry and you're wanting to go into a different industry, you should chase that passion, and you can apply all of these principles and all of these instructions to any business or anything that you're going to do in your life.